are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood brought to you this morning by the Peer VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and VistaCare. Big Daddy Dave Williams. It is a full studio this morning at KGFX, and for good reason. Guns N' Hoses 2020 has arrived, the Tyler Wilcox Memorial Blood Drive, so that means you guys are going to be battling it out. We've got Joe from the Fort Pierre Fire Department, Dylan from the Highway Patrol, and Paula from the Pierre Fire Department. And first off, I'm new to this, so who is the reigning champ?
Oh, we've been on Dylan answers.
You going to make me answer this?
The hoses are, because they ended up beating us really bad last year. It wasn't even close.
Oh, it's always close.
Oh, you say that every year.
Pretty,
it was not
pretty
close.
One-sided. So you're urging folks to help out the guns this year.
Yes. I would really appreciate it if you'd come out and support the guns. But most of all, just come out and support the community and the Tyler Wilcox Memorial Blood Drive.
And that's what it's all about. It's been record-breaking the last couple of years. And what is the goal for this year?
As many as we can possibly get.
That is what we want. It's really going over well. I hear there's a ton of appointments already set up. And there is still some room for walk-ins. You may have to wait a little while. So if you've got all day long, that's probably a good idea. You know, you may not get right away, but we're going to get you in lots of room on Friday from what I hear. A little bit more room, I should say, when it comes to the appointments.
You know, it's not an all-day-long thing. You know, we always allow cushion for some walk-ins. And so right now, for example, Thursday, all the appointments are taken. But it's factored in that we have room for walk-ins. And so, but Friday, we definitely have the most available appointments. And like they said, our goal is to bring in as much blood as we can going into the holiday season. And that's what this is all about, is making sure that patients have what they need.
And the real winner are the folks around the community that are going to need the blood. And that's what this is all about. I mean, you have the fun rivalry and a huge trophy for the winner.
I know. I had to make it really big for them. I had to. So,
gives them a little incentive.
Right?
But you really want to encourage people, you know, if they've already set up, that's fantastic. If they want to try and still get appointments, you're starting out at the Fort Pierre Fire Station today. So tell us a little bit about, we've got what, from 11:30 until 6?
Yep, absolutely. Today is in Fort Pierre, 11:30 to 6 at the fire station. And then Thursday and Friday, we're moving to Faith Lutheran Church at the top of the hill on Euclid. Thursday's 11:30 to 6 as well. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, we're at 8 to 2:30.
So we've got some time. We've got the next 3 days. We really want to break that record. What's your goal, Abby?
I really think we can break 435, which would just, I mean, you think about the very first time that they held the blood drive. You were in charge of that, and it was 56. It was one day, and we brought in 56. And so to do what we've done in 16 years is pretty amazing.
Oh, we thought that was amazing back then.
Well, it was. I mean, 56 units is like
to get started. Sure.
A lot of patients. And now it just kind of, you know, to give you an idea, this year our goal, we're expected to bring in more than Aberdeen is. And that's just, it says so much about Tyler's memory, about the Wilcoxes, about all of these guys that volunteer their time, and about the community. That's what it's all about.
It has really grown into a wonderful, you know, event for the guns and the hoses to go against each other and to help out the community. And that's the great thing, to see it continue to grow. And that's what we want to have people do, is come on out and give what they can in memory of Tyler and, you know, support his family. So if people want to still try to get those appointments, there's a couple of ways they can do that, right, Abby?
You know, they can. They can go to our website, and you can just go to vitalant.org, and you can sign up for your appointment. It's just a couple clicks. Or if you want, you can just give me a call, 999-8504. And I would give out Joe's number, but no, I'm just kidding. You can give me a call, or you can walk in. The one thing that will really help is you need to make sure that you are wearing a mask. All donors are required to wear a mask while they're in there. We do check for temperatures before we get you signed in and make sure you don't have a temperature. And if you go to our website, you can. It has to be filled out the day of the blood drive. So don't fill out Fridays today, but you can take the health history questionnaire ahead of time. And what that does is it just allows when you bring it in, they can scan it. And then if there's any follow-up questions that they need to ask you, they will ask them at that point. So it doesn't, when you take that, it doesn't say, okay, you can't donate, but it just helps speed the process along when you get there. So people can find that by going to our website, vitalant.org, and scrolling right to the bottom.
So don't be afraid. All the precautions that you can take are being taken. Even with everything going on, we want to get people out to donate blood because it is a very important thing to do.
It is. You know, and last night, and Joe, we were at the fire station, and for our regular donors, when they walk in, they'll see that it's at both blood drives. It's set up differently, and we're much more spaced out, and all the fire trucks, everything's out of the station, and so there's a lot more room. And we'll have the same food, but we'll just have people wearing masks and gloves serving it to donors. So lots of precautions in place to make sure that it's safe for all of our donors.
All right. And so the question is, who is going to win this year?
Any predictions? We're going to root for, you know, the fire, you know, as we do every year. But
right.
But again, you know, like Abby, I'm going to reiterate what Abby was saying was, you know, the community is ultimately that wins. So,
yes.
You know, just come out and donate. You know, if you love your community, come out and show your support, you know, for your own community, you know, so that we can show the rest of the state and the nation that, you know, it's a huge, enormous blood drive. So we need your support to keep that going. So.
And just come on out. I mean, like Joe said, it is all about the community and giving back to the community. But if you are going to come out, just come out and vote for the guns.
There you go.
I mean, let's get real. They've won it 9 times, yeah. And you've won it 3.
3, yes. 3. Yeah.
9-3.
So
you want to try to even it up a little bit. That's right.
That seems a little one-sided. I mean,
it does, to the hoses.
A day in the fire station itself.
Yes, yes. Always in their house.
Well, I complained about the 3 times they did win it, like...
Like, what was wrong with people?
So a nice friendly rivalry. But like we said, the community is the true winner here. So, you know, good luck. And I appreciate everybody that's already signed up. And if you're able to be a walk-in, stop on out one of these next 3 days and give the gift of life. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. And we'll be seeing you over the next few days. And we'll see if we can break that record for Abby.
For the patients, we will rock it.
Yes. Absolutely. So a big thank you to Paula from the Pier Fire Department, Dylan from the Highway Patrol, Joe from the Ford Pier Fire Department, and Abby from Vitalant. There is people in your neighborhood on this Wednesday morning. Brought to you.